Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
That people follow.
Que les gens suivront.
Yes.
Oui.
And you have to teach the people instructions, give instructions, and make people follow the instructions. He said, my son, hear you children, the instructions of a father.
Il est écrit, écoutez mes fils, l'instruction de père.
Many pastors are not instructors.
Beaucoup de pères ne sont pas ceux des instructeurs.
You can't even make people sit down.
Tu ne peux pas faire asseoir les gens.
You can't make even people not walk out during an altar call.
Tu ne peux pas insister pour que les gens ne partent pas pendant l'appel à l'autel.
You can't make people video and not charge money for videoing.
Tu ne peux pas faire de sorte que les gens filment sans être payés.
You can't make lay people sacrificially work and just be happy to follow the instructions.
Tu ne peux pas faire en sorte que les laïcs travaillent gratuitement et être contents des instructions.
How are you going to have anything?
Comment est-ce que tu auras quelque chose?
People walk out.
Les gens
walk
sortent.
In.
Ils entrent.
One time, a gentleman who stood in front walk out when I preach. I called. I said, "Look, don't walk out when I'm preaching."
Il y a un homme qui était devant, il voulait sortir. Je lui ai dit
don't
non,
walk out when I'm
ne sors pas quand
if
je prêche.
You know you will go early, don't sit in the front. It disturbs me.
Si tu sais que tu vas partir tôt, ne te mets pas devant, ça me dérange.
Yes. Or don't sleep in front of me.
Ou ne dors pas devant moi.
You can sleep at the back where I wouldn't see you.
Tu peux dormir derrière quand je ne te verrai
you can't
pas.
Give instructions.
Tu ne peux pas donner des instructions.
You can't ask it, move.
Tu ne peux pas demander à quelqu'un de se déplacer.
Give instruction. You see, instructor. When you don't follow the instructions,
quand tu ne obéis pas aux instructions,
you can't achieve anything.
Tu ne peux pas accomplir grand chose.
A pilot to fly a plane, your opinion is not needed at all.
Pour apprendre à voler un avion,
it's dangerous for you to have an opinion.
C'est dangereux d'avoir une opinion lorsqu'on t'enseigne, on t'instruit.
One day I was talking to a pastor and his wife and they were having so many problems.
Un jour je parlais à un pasteur et sa femme, ils avaient beaucoup de problèmes.
His wife was really rebellious against him.
Sa femme était vraiment
so
rebelle.
The point I told her, I said, your I told her, shut up.
Je lui ai dit, tais-toi.
Shut up.
Tais-toi.
She said, are you trying to say that my opinion? I said, your opinion is not needed or wanted or necessary.
Elle disait, est-ce
your
que tu veux dire que mon opinion ne compte pas? Je dis, ton
and
opinion
humble yourself. Why?
Ton opinion n'est pas nécessaire.
You can't be strong. Then forget about the 1,000 churches. You can have one.
Oublie les 1,000 églises, tu peux en avoir une.
Yes.
Parce que tu n'es
I'm
pas
showing
fort.
You how to have 1,000 churches.
Je te montre comment avoir 1,000 églises.
Shut up!
Tais-toi!
She was looking at me.
Elle me regardait.
She doesn't like me after today. I don't care.
Jusqu'aujourd'hui, elle ne m'aime pas. Moi, je m'en fous.
You want to be liked by people. You can't be a strong father.
Tu veux que les gens t'aiment seulement. Tu ne peux pas être un père dur.
You can have one church.
Tu peux avoir une église.
Few people.
Peu de personnes.
And stay with it forever.
Et reste avec eux pour toujours.
I'm talking about how to be a strong father.
Je parle de comment être un père dur, un fort.
There are so many phlegmatic men, they are weak. They just allow everything to go wrong. Yeah.
Beaucoup d'hommes
the wife is so strong. And so that when you talk to the wife privately, they say, I wish my husband was stronger. I wish I had a strong man who says, sit down. But he just allows me to do anything I want. I don't like it. I want a strong man. They long for power over their heads.
Les femmes aiment le pouvoir au-dessus d'elles. elle cherche quelqu'un de fort pour diriger à la maison.
Number two, instruction.
Deuxièmement, l'instruction.
I'm giving you a few points and we'll go for lunch. Number three.
Troisièmement,
restraint. Restrain. Restraint. Maybe I should say restraint, yes. First Samuel chapter 3. First Samuel chapter 3. Verse 11. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all the things which I have spoken concerning his son, his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he himself knows, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not."
Verset 13, je lui ai déclaré que je vais punir sa maison à perpétuité à cause du crime dont il a connaissance et par lequel ses fils se sont rendus méprisables sans qu'il les ait réprimés.
He restrained them not.
Il ne les a pas.
He restrained them. He said his sons made themselves vile. Whatever vile is not a good thing. You don't even have to understand, but he made themselves something that's not good. And he did not restrain them.
Ses fils se sont rendus méprisables et il ne les a pas réprimés.
And therefore I have sworn.
C'est pourquoi j'ai juré
unto the house of Eli,
à la maison d'Eli,
that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice.
Que jamais le crime de la maison d'Eli ne sera expié ni par des sacrifices,
nor offering forever,
ni par des offrandes.
And Samuel lay until the morning.
Samuel resta couché hey. Jusqu'au matin.
Wow. You see, here was Eli and his sons were doing what the Lord, what God was not happy with.
Dans la maison d'Eli, les fils faisaient ce qu'ils voulaient, ce qui ne plaisait pas à Dieu.
Amen.
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 But in 1 Samuel chapter 2, a man of God came to Eli and said, "Did I choose you out of the tribes of Israel? And I gave unto you the house of your fathers all the offerings. Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and my offering which I have commanded in my habitation? And honorest thy sons." You honor your sons above.
Tu honores tes fils devant moi, avant moi.
There is nowhere in the Bible says honor thy sons.
Il y a pas un endroit dans la Bible on dit honore tes fils.
To make yourselves fat with the chiefest of offerings.
Gras avec les...
Wherefore the Lord God of Israel saith, "I said indeed that thy house and the house of thy father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me. Them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house. There shall not be an old man in the house." Hey, in fact, the thing is serious.
La chose est grave, le verset 31.
Yeah. Are you there?
Est-ce que vous y êtes?
You see, when you see the word of God, you would think that God is being hard.
Quand vous voyez la parole de Dieu, vous allez croire que Dieu est dur.
Because Eli was very old. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 22. Now Eli was very old and heard that all that his sons did and how they were sleeping with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle. And he said to them, you see, he gave them teaching or instruction. Why do you such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all these people. Verse 24. Nay, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people to transgress. If one man sin against the other, judge shall judge him. But if a man sin against the Lord, who shall entreat? Nevertheless, they hearken not unto the voice of their father, because the Lord would slay them. When you don't listen to your father, it means God wants to destroy you.
Quand tu n'écoutes pas ton père, Dieu veut te détruire.
To be a father is not just giving instructions and it's not just teachings. Restrain them, control them.
Être père n'est pas seulement enseigner et donner des instructions, il faut les contrôler, les restreindre.
To do what is right.
Apprendre à faire ce qui est bon.
I told my child, I said, look, you can be in any religion, but when you are in my house, you will go to church. Even the dogs and the cats will all be Christians.
J'ai dit
when
à mes
you
enfants,
with me, you can do whatever you want, but once you are here, you go to church.
Une fois que tu es sous mon toit, tu iras à l'église. Quand tu es dehors, tu peux faire tout ce que tu veux. Même les chiens, les chats, les animaux seront chrétiens dans ma maison.
Your son has put on a Rastafarian hair.
Ton fils a des cheveux de Rasta.
And you just say, oh, is it a good hairstyle? Whatever. What is Rastafarian? What? You put eggs in the hair and you are moving around.
Tu mets des œufs dans tes cheveux et tu te promènes.
Anything goes. Just talking, you know, sometimes. Talking, oh, why you people are there? Hurry up, why you No. He spoke, but he did not restrain them. Look, the judgment that came on him, he said there will be no old man in your house. There will be no growth, there will be no long ministry, there will be no great ministry because you are not strong.
Eli a juste parlé, il n'a pas insisté et Dieu n'était pas content. Il a dit, il n'y aura pas de vieillard dans ta maison.
Strong.
La force.
I have to be strong.
Il faut que je sois fort.
Yes. Yesterday, I told one of my pastors, I said, you are moving you from this country. This man is taking your place. Go.
Hier, j'ai dit à un pasteur, je te déplace.
When you come, find a job.
Quand tu reviens, tu vas trouver un travail. C'est pas facile, mais tu dois le faire.
You have to be strong.
Tu dois être fort.
You, go here. Go. Non. Go. I say go.
Va. Je dis va. Tu peux te plaindre. Va.
We want lay pastors to be given transportation. I say no.
On veut donner aux laïcs.
I will not allow it.
L'argent de poche, de transport.
You have not restrained. I say, otherwise you destroy what is called lay ministry. Everybody is paid in the church. It's a completely different thing we are entering into.
Si tout le monde est payé dans l'église, c'est une chose différente complètement que nous faisons.
When you start churches, you have to move. You have to be able to move. Because sometimes you put somebody somewhere and it is the wrong position and you have to change the person. If
Papa,
you are not strong,
tu mets
you cannot restrain them. You always be whining. Don't you think that you should be at a better place? Don't you think that it's better for you to be moving on? Don't you think that it's a good thing? The Lord is trying to move and do better. Don't you see? That one will not get anybody to move. You need to restrain your sons.
Tu dois apprendre à restreindre tes fils. Pas de négocier avec eux, de parler tout le temps. Il faut apprendre à leur dire avec force et insister.
Weak men cannot have 1,000 churches.
Les hommes faibles ne peuvent pas avoir 1,000 églises.
Because God is trying to lift you up from being... Look, it takes strength to send somebody to a village. Where there's no money, there's no water, there's no this, there's no that. You say, so where will my children go to school? How will I do this? What will happen? I say, go. Go where you are asked to go and preach what you are asked to preach. No more discussion, no more meeting outside. Any meeting that lasts more than 3 minutes is too long.
Une réunion qui dure plus que 3 minutes est trop long. Il faut apprendre à dire à tes fils d'aller. Fais ce qu'on te demande de faire. Va où on te demande d'aller.
I thought you wanted to have 1,000 churches. You are no more shouting out to your shouting.
Je croyais que tu voulais avoir 1,000 églises. Vous ne priez plus.
Initially, though, I could feel some shoutings and some feelings, but now your attitude makes me feel as if, like me, I'm very hard and I'm really some way, and like you are kind, you are nice people, and like I'm really some way.
Avant tu criais, mais maintenant ton comportement me fait penser que je suis trop dur, trop difficile.
Yes. But I don't mind what you think.
Mais ça m'est égal ce que tu penses.
I don't really mind what you think.
C'est pas important pour moi ce que tu penses. Je m'en fiche.
Three, I've given you. First one is what? Teachings.
Premièrement, c'est l'enseignement.
Teach the people.
Enseigne-les.
With strength.
Avec force.
Not once, in the evening, in the house, in the morning. Cut all the time, diligently. It must be from your heart.
Ça doit venir de ton cœur, tout le temps, le matin, le soir, la maison, yes. Sur la route.
Yes. Number two, instructions.
Deuxièmement, les instructions.
Don't think. Think that said, don't think. What I've told you, do it. Don't think.
Dis à tes enfants, ne réfléchis pas, fais seulement.
You know, I have two types of pastors.
J'ai deux types de pasteurs.
I have a smaller elite group of pastors. Anything that I want to be done, I use them.
J'ai un groupe de pasteurs très élus. Tout ce que je leur demande de faire, ils le font.
Yeah, anything I need.
Tout ce dont j'ai besoin.
They are my elite team of pastors. It's a small nuclear group.
Une petite équipe.
If I want to accomplish something, I always call them.
De pasteurs élus. Quand je veux faire quelque chose, ils font partie. Yeah. Je les appelle.
The others are not like that.
Les autres ne sont pas comme ça.
Some are trying to be bad.
Certaines essayent, mais...
Yeah. I just got to say, you, I want to do this. It's multi-purpose. They are multi-purpose. They understand instructions.
C'est une équipe qui fait tout. Ils comprennent les instructions.
I just sent one of them to Cameroon. I sent him to do something there.
J'ai envoyé un au Cameroun. Je lui ai envoyé demander de faire
quelque
chose.
In the night I was praying and I said, oh, once I've got one of my commandos there, let me accomplish what I could not accomplish with people who don't take instructions.
J'ai dit, tant que j'ai un commando dans ce pays, je vais accomplir tout ce que je veux accomplir. Je ne pouvais pas accomplir quand j'avais des autres qui ne suivent pas des instructions.
So early in the morning, I called him. I said, I gave him my son. I said, go to these three cities.
Tôt le matin, je l'ai appelé. J'ai dit, va dans ces trois villes.
Do this.
Fais ceci.
Possess this land. Build this. Do this in three major cities in Cameroon. Because the people, they will not follow. The people that were there, they will not follow. The ones that are there are also like that. I need to send some, this type of elite pastors who follow instructions. And I said, go. And they just arrived. But follow instructions.
Des gens qui suivent des instructions. Il a pu
acheter. Sons that follow instructions.
Des fils qui suivent les instructions.
Without such people, you cannot do much.
Sans ces personnes, tu ne peux pas accomplir grand chose. Il a pu faire ce que les autres n'ont pas pu faire.
What is the use of architects who don't know anything?
À quoi ça sert avoir des architectes?
Cannot even follow instructions.
Les architectes qui ne peuvent pas suivre les instructions.
Get a better group of elite followers of instructions.
Un groupe élite, un groupe de personnes qui suivent les instructions.
Without such people, your ministry will be. You always be having meetings, not understanding why things are not working in your ministry.
Vous
I tell you, without such people.
Des réunions sans comprendre pourquoi les choses ne marchent pas. Si vous n'avez pas ces gens.
When I wanted to have crusades.
Quand je voulais avoir des croisades.
Nobody knew me as a crusade preacher.
Personne ne me connaissait en tant que prédicateur dans les croisades.
I called my elite commander.
J'ai appelé le commandeur des troupes d'élite.
And I told him, I said, this is the idea that I have.
Et je lui ai dit, ça, c'est l'idée que j'ai, je veux avoir des croisades.
I need one, two, three.
J'ai besoin de trois choses, une, deux, trois.
I don't know how. He organized it.
Je ne sais pas comment, mais il a organisé.
And I started to have crusades.
Et j'ai commencé à avoir des croisades.
All the things. Yeah. You know, tents that you have in South Africa, they are not common here. He went and brought a white man came here on this. This was not built. He set up, brought the man, hired the man from abroad, came here, showed, did everything. I said, do it. Just do it. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how he does effect. There are people that will follow your instructions. You will achieve a lot. There are people that will be, always there will be a meeting. Always there will be a meeting. And the meetings, any meeting that goes more than 5 minutes, I'm telling you, something is wrong. There's an evil spirit somewhere. 5 minutes. If you like, check your watch. 5 minutes. Somebody bad is somewhere. There's a bad person somewhere.
S'il y a une réunion qui dure plus de 5 minutes, il y a quelqu'un de mauvais dans le groupe. Il faut avoir des gens qui obéissent aux instructions. Tu vas accomplir beaucoup.
Restrain your sins.
Faut les restreindre.
Instructions.
Des instructions.
That's the third. Number four.
Quatrième point.
Hey. Tell somebody, I'm learning how to be a strong father.
Dis à quelqu'un, j'apprends à être un père dur. Fort.
Number four. Rule.
Règne.
Rule. If you are going to be a strong father, you have to learn how to rule.
Si tu vas être un père dur, il faut
rule like a king.
Régner comme un roi.
Hey. First Timothy chapter 3 verse 4. I'm teaching you how to be a father.
1 Timothée 3, 4.
First Timothy chapter 3. Let's start from maybe verse 3. From verse 1, quickly. This is a true story. If a man desires the office of a bishop, it's a good idea. Verse 2. A bishop must be blameless. You get it? He must be blameless. A bishop, isn't it? Isn't it?
Verset 2.
Isn't it?
N'est-ce pas?
Isn't it?
N'est-ce pas?
Hey!
Que l'évêque soit irréprochable.
You must be blameless, blah, blah, blah. Husband, one wife, all this. Very good. Verse 3.
Verset
not
trois.
Giving to wine, doesn't drinking, whatever, striking, fighting, slapping. All these are very important things.
Sont des choses four. Très importantes.
Yes. One that ruleth.
Il faut qu'il dirige.
One that ruleth.
Qui dirige.
Ruling is part of a father's work.
Diriger.
Rules his house.
Il dirige sa propre maison.
Having his children in subjection.
Que ses enfants soient en soumission.
Oh, I'm preaching. Is it non-biblical? Excuse me if it is not in the Bible.
Excuse-moi si ce n'est pas dans la Bible.
Rule.
Il dirige.
You are too weak.
Tu es trop
rule.
Faible.
Rule.
Régner dans
church.
Ta maison.
One day I called one of my pastors. I said, I'm moving. He has lived there for years, built houses, clinics, everything.
Un jour, j'ai
move.
Déplacé un pasteur
move,
qui
move,
était
move.
Établi dans une ville
move out.
Avec des maisons cliniques. J'ai dit, non, il faut déménager. Il faut sortir.
Everybody was surprised.
Tout le monde était surpris.
My father-in-law made a comment. He said, Dak is very wise.
Mon beau-père a passé
moved.
Un commentaire. Il
said,
a dit, Dak est très... très sage.
Strength.
La force.
Move now.
Pour faire déplacer les gens.
Move.
Bouge.
Move. Move. Move.
Déménage maintenant.
One that ruleth.
Un qui dirige.
The children under subjection.
Ses enfants.
I didn't write the Bible. Please, I beg you. If you are, I don't know whether it's something. One that ruleth.
Ne sois pas fâché. Quelqu'un qui dirige bien sa maison.
You see, the bishop, they are my children. They are under subjection. Yeah.
Les évêques sont en soumission. Ce sont mes enfants.
And they are happy. They are happy to be alone.
Ils sont contents, heureux d'être soumis.
With all gravity.
Avec tout sérieux.
I am showing you how to be a father with many children.
Je vous montre comment être un père.
No!
Beaucoup no! d'enfants. Règne.
And you must know how to rule.
Faut savoir comment diriger.
If you don't rule well, people will run away from you.
Si tu ne diriges pas bien, les gens vont fuir.
Some of you are going to take this message and go and misbehave when you go.
Certaines personnes vont prendre le message et vont mal se comporter.
We are going to start ruling.
On va régner maintenant.
You
out and when you come home, there's no food, only bananas.
Tu sors de la maison, quand tu reviens, il n'y a que des bananes.
One day I saw a certain brother, every day he's buying bananas. I said, are you a chimpanzee? What is it?
J'ai rencontré un frère, toujours il achetait des bananes. J'ai dit, mais pourquoi, tu es un singe?
Not knowing there was no food in the house.
Je ne savais pas qu'il y avait rien à manger à la maison.
So when I saw him in the house in action, I saw that he swallows the, as if he's swallowing tablet, the banana.
Il mange à la maison, il mange les bananes comme s'il avalait des comprimés.
There are people, even the wife will do whatever she wants to do.
Il y a des gens, même la femme fera tout ce qu'elle voudra.
Never, the house is whatever. He said, one that ruleth in his house,
une,
there will be food.
Il doit y avoir à manger. Quelqu'un qui dirige sa propre maison.
When I was younger, now I've changed that, but when I was younger, when I come home, my policy was that everybody in the house should wake up.
Avant, quand j'étais plus jeune,
Because I'm not a thief. I'm not a thief. I haven't done anything bad. And I'm coming home. I must come home as a hero.
Je n'ai rien fait de méchant.
I must not come as a fugitive. I'll be going through the house quietly. Afraid to turn on the light. Afraid to eat. Afraid.
Ma politique était, quand j'étais plus jeune, que lorsque je rentre à la maison, tout le monde doit se lever parce que je ne suis pas voleur. Je ne peux pas entrer chez moi et puis marcher dans le noir. Je ne suis pas voleur.
One that ruleth.
Quelqu'un qui dirige.
Some of you are in the house. Your wife goes to work at whatever. She will tell you, go and buy tomatoes. After that, buy pepper. Then come and grind it. Prepare whatever. Look after the children. Go here. Do this. Bath the children. Do this. Wash the pants. My pants and your pants. Do everything. Hey!
Il y a certaines personnes. Ta femme va travailler. Elle t'envoie. Elle te demande d'acheter les tomates. Écraser les tomates. Fais la sauce. Lave les assiettes.
Pick the children for school at 4 o'clock.
Cherche les enfants à l'école.
Go buy food. Serve them.
Les servir.
And you are also flowing with it.
Et toi aussi, tu suis seulement.
Rule.
Qui dirige.
In the house.
À la maison.
With gravity.
Avec
sérieux. And know how to rule.
Apprends. Il faut savoir comment diriger.
Tell somebody, I'm becoming a strong father, I tell you.
Dis à quelqu'un, je deviens un père dur.
What is the first key?
Quelle est la première clé?
Teach.
Enseigne.
Hein? Teach, how do you teach?
Comment
diligently.
Enseigner?
What is in your heart?
Assiduité, ce qui est
number
dans ton
two
coeur.
Is what?
Deuxièmement,
instructions.
Instruction.
Things that you cannot change.
Les choses qu'on ne peut pas
number
changer.
Three.
Troisièmement,
restrain your sons.
Restrain tes enfants.
Isn't it? Number four. Rule. Number
dirige.
Five. Number five. Command.
Cinquièmement, commander.
It's so fantastic, I tell you. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis chapter 18.
Genesis.
And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and that all the nations shall be blessed in him, for I know him. I know him.
19, car je l'ai choisi.
I know him.
Je l'ai choisi.
Hallelujah. I know my man.
Je connais.
That he will command his children.
Afin qu'il ordonne à ses enfants.
He will command his children and his household after him.
Qu'il ordonne à ses fils et à sa maison après lui.
That they shall keep the way of the Lord.
De garder la foi de l'Éternel.
Yes. Command them.
Ordonné.
Once the Lord revealed to me, he showed me a vision 5-7, 1 Thessalonians 5:27. He said, Paul wrote to the church and he said, I adjure you
Let's read American Bible. It says, I adjure you by the Lord to have this letter read to all the brethren. When I read it, I said, wow, Paul was adjuring and commanding the people in Thessalonians to make sure that the book, the letter that he has written is read to the people.
Paul écrivait en 1 Thessaloniciens 5, 27, que je vous en conjure par le Seigneur que cette lettre soit lue à tous les frères.
Yes.
Il ordonnait les gens à lire les lettres.
Take my book. I said, the whole church, everybody take my book. And I adjure you that this book should be read and taught to the congregation.
Et
nobody should vary it. Anybody want to vary it, leave the church.
J'ai demandé à toutes mes églises, tout le monde, personne n'avait le droit de changer, de lire mes livres à toutes les églises.
Paul had a letter, he said, look, an adjure is the strongest way you speak. Because I remember when Jesus was on trial, he didn't answer any question till the high priest said, I adjure thee by God. Are you the son? He said, I am. Because it was a crime to not respond to, I adjure thee. I adjure thee is the highest, you have to respond to it. I adjure thee. So when I read this, I adjure thee. You see, he says, I adjure thee by the living God. Tell us whether you are the Christ. The next verse, and Jesus said, you have said it. For that one, Jesus could not respond. It's the highest command you can give. I read it in a book. I was amazed. You cannot respond. It's very contempt of court. Yeah.
Conjurer, c'est une instruction que tu es obligé d'accomplir, de répondre. Et en Matthieu 26, on voit que Jésus-Christ a répondu seulement lorsqu'on lui a conjuré de répondre à une question.
I adjure thee, my book, my letter should be read to my churches.
Mes lettres doivent être lues à toutes les églises.
Yes. Anybody who doesn't want to read it, you are out.
Et la personne qui ne veut pas lire, il peut partir.
Be your own church.
Va commencer ta propre église.
I assure it. Winners Chapel, they have the same outline. First service, second service, third service, all the churches. Bishop Oedipo gives the outline himself. Read, you are preaching first service, everybody this. Second service, everybody. Third service, everybody. You have children, you can't control them. You cannot have a lot of children.
Quand tu ne peux pas contrôler tes enfants, tu ne peux pas en avoir beaucoup.
I adjure you can't command them.
Je vous en conjure.
I know Abraham. No, Abraham is my man. He will command.
Je connais Abraham. Il va ordonner ses enfants.
Yes. You feel that being a pastor is to be soft.
Yeah. Vous pensez que
être nice
pasteur,
and smile.
Il faut être doux, gentil, sourire.
How are you?
Ça va?
Everything okay?
Tout va bien?
Your wife is okay?
Ça va?
The husband is okay? How are the children? How is the stomach, the pregnancy? Everything okay?
Tout va bien?
Then you are a nice pastor.
Et donc, c'est comme ça que tu es pasteur, un bon pasteur?
Look, I heard Young Icho say years ago, a pastor of a big church is a strong leader.
Il a dit, Young Icho a dit,
Can be.
Un pasteur d'une grande église est un leader fort.
If I was not strong, this lady would not be working with me.
Si j'étais pas fort, cette dame n'allait pas travailler avec moi.
Yes. I had no one to speak. She has lived in France since she was 16 years old.
Elle vit en France depuis l'âge de 16 ans.
I needed her to work.
J'avais besoin d'elle.
When I called her, she was telling me cock and bull stories.
Quand je l'ai appelée, elle me racontait n'importe quoi.
She she gave excuses.
Elle donnait toujours des excuses.
But after some years, I called her again.
Après quelques années, je l'ai appelée encore.
I need you.
J'ai besoin de toi.
This time, she changed her mind.
Cette fois-ci, elle a changé d'avis.
That's why she's there.
C'est pourquoi elle est là.
Yeah. Are you interpreting it properly? He shall command his children.
Il va ordonner ses enfants.
When I sent her to go start a church, she was not happy.
Quand je l'ai envoyée commencer une église,
French church, she was not happy.
Elle n'était pas contente.
I don't look at my pastors' faces when I send them.
Je ne regarde pas le visage des pasteurs quand je les envoie.
This was not happy when I sent it.
Lui aussi n'était pas content quand je l'ai envoyé.
When I sent
La plupart des pasteurs ils ne sont pas contents.
Oh, Almost all of them, they don't like. But I just go.
Je regarde même pas. Je dis va.
Sometimes you don't have to go too near the battlefield, otherwise you'll be filled with compassion.
Parfois, il faut pas trop t'approcher du champ de bataille, sinon tu seras rempli de compassion.
Go.
Va.
Commandments.
Les ordonnances.
The other day I said, all the churches should practice Galatians 6:6. Once I'm teaching them, they should receive an offering for their father, the one who is teaching them. Let's see who will not do it. Let's see who will not do it in the church.
J'ai enseigné.
Let's see who will not do it.
À tout le monde de mettre en pratique Galates 6:6 et on verra qui ne va pas obéir. On verra qui.
Let's see who will not do it.
On verra qui ne va pas obéir.
Yeah.
Oui.
You are taking somebody's children's hearts away from their father so that they don't know their father.
Vous êtes en train de détourner les cœurs des enfants d'un père pour qu'ils ne connaissent pas leur père.
Curse comes on those whose children are turned away from their father. They don't know their father. They don't appreciate him. They don't know him. They don't even know. They read the book. They don't even know who is writing the book.
Il y a une malédiction sur les enfants qui ne connaissent pas leur père. Ils lisent le livre sans le connaître.
I know Abraham. I know Abraham.
J'ai choisi Abraham.
I'll make him a father of many nations. I see you having 1,000 churches.
Je te vois avec 1,000 églises.
Are you still around or you are leaving?
Est-ce que vous êtes là ou vous êtes parti?
Number 6.
Point 6.
Provide.
Provide.
1 Timothy 5:8. Strong father.
Un père fort.
If any provide not for his house, for his own, especially for those of his own house, he has denied the faith and is worse than an infidel.
Si quelqu'un n'a pas soin des siens et principalement de ceux de sa famille, il a renié la foi et il est pire qu'un infidèle.
Teaching goes with providing.
Enseigner va avec le soin.
When the prodigal son went far and he came back home, it was because of food that he was coming back home. It was
quand le fils prodigue s'est éloigné de la maison, c'est à cause de la nourriture qu'il est retourné à la maison.
Hunger.
La faim.
Coming to your father, a real father, is to come to where you are provided for.
Venir, retourner à son père, un vrai père, c'est aller là où on fournit à tes besoins.
A husband who does not provide for his wife and children is what we call a fend for yourself husband.
Un pasteur, un père qui ne fournit pas, il ne nourrit pas sa femme ni ses enfants, c'est un pasteur qui est un père. Débrouille-toi.
Fend for yourself.
Débrouille-toi.
Some of us, the bulbs in the house is the woman who is changing the bulbs.
Il y a certains d'entre nous, même les ampoules à la maison, c'est la femme qui change. C'est la femme qui construit.
The woman who is painting, climbing ladders.
C'est la femme qui monte, grimpe l'échelle.
The woman who is providing house.
C'est la femme qui nourrit la
providing
maison.
Providing food.
Elle achète la nourriture.
Providing money.
C'est elle qui donne l'argent.
You are married, paying fees.
C'est elle qui
you
paye les factures.
And you provide nothing.
Tu es marié, tu ne fournis rien, tu ne.
Your teachings are powerless.
Tes enseignements sont sans puissance.
Your restraining is useless.
Le fait de restreindre est inutile.
Your ruling is not appreciated.
Ton règne n'est pas apprécié.
Because you don't provide.
Parce que tu ne nourris pas.
A father provides.
Tu ne pourvois pas. Un père, il pourvoit.
My pastors know that where they are, I am more concerned about where they are than they are concerned for themselves.
Mes pasteurs savent que là où ils se trouvent, je suis plus concerné de là où ils sont que eux-mêmes.
Since I'm married, I can't tell what day my wife will need something. I will even send her go and buy, go shopping. They like shopping. They like things.
Depuis mon mariage, moi, je ne peux pas être là et ma femme est dans le besoin. C'est moi qui l'envoie. Je dis, va acheter. Elles aiment ça, acheter.
You should see some of the brothers who are married as if they have married you into a military barracks.
Faut voir certains frères quand tu les épouses, c'est comme si tu es entré dans un camp militaire.
And your wife is Sergeant Emilia.
Et ta femme c'est le sergent Emilia.
Some husbands have never bought anything for their wives before.
Il y a des maris qui n'ont rien, jamais rien acheté pour
don't
leur femme.
Don't say, oh, some of you are here, you know what I'm talking about. Don't say, pas, oh, oh, you say, oh, it's deceptive. You think that what I'm talking about is not in the church.
Vous dites, oh, comme si vous n'êtes pas ici. C'est comme si ce que je dis n'existe pas dans l'église.
When you say, oh, I said, ah, oh, ah,
vous dites, oh, eh, hey, comme si vous ne savez pas de quoi je parle.
Years have gone by.
Des années sont passées.
You don't know how to buy anything.
Tu ne sais pas. Tu ne
sais
only pas
for yourself.
Tu achètes seulement
and
pour
every
toi.
Day you don't have money, but mysteriously you have money for some other things, but not for.
Toujours tu n'as pas d'argent, mais mystérieusement tu as l'argent pour autre chose.
As she's living with you, she's experiencing the hardships of IMF and other World Bank. Measures that are going on in the house.
Alors hey! Toi, elle expérimente des instructions.
Economic recovery program.
Et les programmes économiques de recouvrement de la FMI.
Your wife has only three shoes and you are happy.
Ta femme a seulement trois paires de chaussures et tu es heureux.
A wife must have. Look, Princess Diana had wardrobes that were the width of 10 terraced houses like this. 10.
Princesse Diana, elle avait des garde-robes qui avaient la distance de 10 maisons
ten
de suite. 10 maisons.
10 houses. Wardrobe. That was a wardrobe.
C'est seulement ses garde-robes.
You a man, you have about two shoes or three, and you are proudly saying, "My wife also has only two shoes."
Tu es un homme, tu as deux paires de chaussures, et tu es fier de dire que ma femme aussi.
You are ashamed.
Deux,
you are ashamed to
deux paires de
Christian
chaussures.
Husband, you are ashamed.
C'est
you
une honte. C'est une honte à la chrétienté.
Your wife has to contact her father for financial support.
Ta femme doit demander son père pour un soutien financier.
And her brothers and sisters.
Et ses frères et sœurs.
To take care of her.
Prendre soin d'elle.
She's suffering in the house.
Elle souffre à la maison.
And you are saying that you are ruling.
Et tu dis
you
que
are,
tu règnes.
You are wicked Julius Caesar. I tell you, wicked. Caligula in the house.
Tu es juste César méchant Caligula.
Roman emperor.
Des empereurs Bobutu. Romains.
Joyce Meyer, she travels with her hairdressers and several suitcases. So many. You see, me when I'm traveling, I don't have suitcase, but wife, a lot of things.
Si moi quand je voyage, je n'ai pas de valise, mais les femmes.
Provide.
Pourvoir.
Provide.
Pourvoir.
Your house is a desert.
Ta maison est un désert.
You have locked the taps.
Tu as fermé les robinets.
So they don't waste water.
Oh, pour qu'ils ne gaspillent pas l'eau.
Turn off the electricity so that the light will be saved. Everything savings in the
tout
house.
Tout est épargne, hey! Épargnement dans la maison. Quoi?
You are being released into strong fatherhood.
Tu es relâché dans une liberté
in the name of Jesus.
De père qui a la force.
What is
au nom
the number
Jésus?
One key of being a good father?
Quelle est la première clé d'être un bon père?
I can't hear you. Teaching number two. Instructions.
L'enseignement, l'instruction.
Number three.
Troisièmement.
Restraint.
Restraining. Restreindre.
Wow. Number four.
Quatre.
Rule.
Régner.
Number five.
5.
Command. Number 6.
6.
And pour number 7.
7.
Marriage guidance.
La direction dans le mariage.
Genesis chapter 24.
Genèse 24.
And Abraham was old and well stricken in age. And the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house, that ruled over all that he had, I pray thee, put your hand under my thigh, and I will make you swear by the God of heaven, that the God of earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of Canaanites, among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife from there for my son Isaac.
Verset 4.
Marriage guidance.
Direction de mariage, dans le mariage.
I know Abraham.
Je connais Abraham.
He's going to command his household.
Il va ordonner sa maison.
Even the marriage.
Même dans le mariage.
It's not just going to be left to go any way, any direction.
On ne va pas les laisser juste aller dans n'importe quelle direction.
Yes. Just to go anyhow, find anybody around.
Trouve quelqu'un à côté. Non.
No. A strong father. If you read the Bible, you see it's like you don't just marry, just be marrying. You see the person is going straight into a fire.
Tu ne laisses pas les gens se marier comme ça. Tu vois que parfois, ils entrent directement dans le feu.
You see, there are some things when you have been there before, you can see this one, it will become like this.
Il y a des choses que tu peux reconnaître et dire que ça, ça va arriver comme ça.
Only if, you see, the marriage guidance is from pre-marriage, intra-marriage, and post-marriage.
La direction dans le mariage, ça vient avant, dans le mariage et après le mariage.
Your son is going to collect a bag of troubles, donc, and you are sitting there,
ton fils
allowing whatever to happen. How will people do well?
Ton fils va ramasser un sac de problèmes et tu es assis en train d'observer. Comment est-ce que les gens vont réussir?
One day,
un jour,
one of my pastors was struggling with his wife.
Un pasteur, il se luttait contre sa femme, avec sa femme.
She didn't want to sleep with him.
Elle ne voulait pas coucher avec lui.
So, one day he said that he has to control his desires.
Il a dit il devait contrôler ses propres désirs.
Because he doesn't know what to do. He has married this woman. This is one of the main expectations.
Il a épousé une femme et ça c'est une des grandes attentes d'un homme.
So he took a blade. Do you know blade?
Donc il a pris une lame.
He took a blade.
Une lame.
And went to the back of the house.
Il est allé derrière la maison.
To remove his testicles.
Il voulait enlever les testicules.
So that, look, all my stories are true. You see, you think that I'm saying things that are not true.
Toutes mes histoires sont vraies.
Because he didn't want to have more desire.
Parce qu'il ne voulait pas avoir des désirs.
So he took the blade.
Donc il a pris la lame.
Went to the back of the house.
Il allait derrière la maison.
And started to cut.
Il a commencé à couper.
But as he was cutting, it was very painful.
Alors qu'il a commencé, ça faisait trop mal.
So he stopped.
Donc il s'est arrêté.
Yeah, he stopped. So such a person.
Une telle personne
is struggling.
Il se bat. C'est ton fils.
His ministry cannot work.
Son ministère ne peut pas marcher.
He's a good pastor, but he struggles every day. Problems.
Un bon pasteur, mais tous les jours des problèmes.
And sometimes, after some time, I'm talking about Christian marriage. I'm not talking about the world. I'm not talking about people who are not in the ministry. That's different. Don't when you take it out of the context, you don't understand my message.
Please. Si tu ne comprends pas.
Why did you come to this conference? I told you it was pastor's conference. What are you doing here?
Je vous ai dit que c'est une conférence de
pasteurs. Are you supposed to be here? What are you doing here?
Demande à ton voisin, est-ce que tu es censé être là? C'est une conférence pour les pasteurs.
Issues are being discussed and you are sitting there criticizing.
Mais ce sont des choses de pasteurs qu'on discute et puis tu es là en train de critiquer. Pourquoi tu es là?
Wow. So you see, pre-marriage, some you can see this one is a trouble that is coming big time.
So, avant le mariage, tu peux voir que c'est un grand problème qui arrive.
You have to say no. You can't marry.
Tu dois dire non. Tu peux pas épouser.
Oh no, Papa! I want to marry my love. She's my. I love her. I feel the love. Nonsense. You say nonsense. It's not a.
Il va dire, oh, mais je ressens l'amour, je suis amoureux. Tu dis, n'importe quoi, arrête ce que tu dis.
Last year, I saw one of my young men, he has gone to fall in love with the wrong person.
J'ai vu un de mes enfants, il est tombé amoureux de la mauvaise personne.
His heart.
Son cœur.
I said, don't be silly.
Je dis, arrête les bêtises.
I said, are you a girl? Are you
J'ai
a
dit,
girl?
Est-ce que toi tu es une fille? Arrête cette bêtise. Tu ne réfléchis pas.
You are not thinking fast.
Tu ne penses pas loin.
So your heart is breaking. You are crying.
Tu pleures. Tu as le cœur brisé.
And then intramarriage.
Et dans le mariage,
you have to fight.
Tu dois te battre.
For your sons.
Pour tes fils.
And the daughters, of course.
Et les filles
depends
aussi.
Depends on what is happening. You see, people feel that as a man of God, you must always say good things and you mustn't say negative. If you say negative, it means something. Look, clarity. Satan is the author of confusion.
C'est Satan
qui... He's the author of things not clear. It's like, what is wrong? What is not clear? People, Satan wants us always to be in gray areas. You can't tell what... Sometimes the woman is wrong, and if she's wrong, she's wrong. That's all. And it's half of the time she's wrong, half of the time the man is right. It's exactly half.
C'est Satan qui
it's
ne
not
veut pas
90% the man is wrong, and 10% the woman. We accept, ladies, you are nicer than we are. You look nicer, more angelic. But you yourself, most of you will not like to work for a woman.
Nous sommes d'accord que les femmes sont très gentilles et autres, mais c'est vrai que les femmes n'aiment pas travailler pour les autres femmes.
True or not true?
C'est vrai ou pas vrai?
Yeah. Satan is the author of confusion and gray areas. Nothing can be said clearly.
C'est ça.
And always just be vague and just mention little hints here and then. Not say things clearly.
C'est Satan qui aime la confusion. Il ne veut pas que les choses soient dites clairement.
One day, one of my pastor's wife said he's going to divorce her. She's going to divorce him.
Un jour, un des épouses d'un de mes pasteurs a dit qu'elle allait divorcer son mari.
I told her, I said, don't try.
J'ai dit, n'essaye même pas.
Don't try.
N'essaye même pas.
You see a fire.
Tu verras un feu.
Don't even try.
N'essaye même pas.
And I stood, I said, and now I took over. I said that now it's between me and you. Your husband is behind me. Me and versus you.
Je me suis mis entre eux. J'ai dit, ton mari est derrière.
I told her, I said, it is me you will not like. When the thing is over, I'm the one, you hate me.
C'est entre moi, c'est maintenant entre toi et moi. Après,
I'll fight for my sons.
Je vais me battre pour mon fils et yes. Tu vas me détester, moi.
And when she saw that, she backed. She said, I've changed my mind.
Après, quand elle a vu ça, elle a dit, OK, j'ai changé d'avis. Je ne fais plus ça.
My son to just find some of these Canaanite type of girls. Some of you are allowing your children to find Canaanites.
Certaines personnes
vous Moabites and Canaanites.
À vos enfants
and you are sitting down coolly and they are finding Canaanites.
Et tu es assis tranquillement alors qu'ils sont en train d'épouser des Cananéennes.
Yes. If you don't fight for your children,
si tu ne te bats pas pour tes enfants,
strong,
comment est-ce qu'ils vont grandir et
and
devenir
one day
forts
fight for you?
Et un jour se battre pour toi?
How can they also fight for you?
Comment est-ce qu'ils peuvent se battre pour toi?
If you don't fight for them.
Si tu ne te bats pas pour eux.
If your son falls into a hole.
Si ton fils tombe dans un trou.
I say, my pastor, I will never give up even one pastor if he falls into. Never. Not me. You can give up, I will not give up.
Moi,
I
je
know what is involved to take somebody from Christianity up to shepherd until he becomes a pastor. I will never leave him for you. No matter what he does.
Je ne vais pas te laisser un de mes pasteurs. No. Est-ce que tu sais de quoi il s'agit? Prendre quelqu'un, devenir chrétien, après devenir berger, après devenir pasteur? Tu n'as aucune idée. Je ne vais pas le laisser pour toi.
One day, one of my pastors went and impregnated somebody.
Un jour, un pasteur, il est allé enceinter une femme.
The congregation rose up.
L'assemblée s'est levée.
I took an Elolo plane and I went there.
J'ai pris un avion et je suis allé là-bas.
When I got there, I said, sit down.
Quand je suis arrivé, j'ai dit, asseyez-vous.
You said what?
Vous dites quoi?
He has sinned.
Il a péché.
I said, you, which of you have not sinned 100 times more?
Et j'ai dit, mais
clear off from there before I wipe you out.
Lequel d'entre vous n'a pas péché plus de 100 fois?
And I took my son, I rescued him.
Et j'ai sauvé mon fils.
I rescued him.
Je l'ai sauvé.
I rescued him.
Je l'ai sauvé.
You should see him today. Shining in the ministry. Shining in the ministry.
Il brille dans le ministère.
Shining in the ministry.
Il brille.
Oh yes.
Oui.
One day,
un jour,
I went to a certain house.
Je suis allé chez quelqu'un.
They were quarreling.
J'étais en train de discuter.
I told the wife, I said, look,
j'ai dit à la
I know
femme,
you think that his ministry will get spoiled, but I tell you that if you carry on and this thing gets spoiled, never think that I will sack this man, never think that I will leave him, never think that I will be against him, never. I want you to know my stand before anything happens.
Et j'ai dit à cette femme, tu penses que si tu pars, son
never
ministère
think that way.
Sera détruit.
You don't know, you don't know what you are doing.
Pense jamais que je vais abandonner et laisser tomber cette personne.
Marriage guidance, like Abraham the father, we call him Father Abraham.
On appelle.
You don't leave marriages to go anyhow.
Le père Abraham.
Very complex for pastors.
Le mariage pour les pasteurs est très complexe. Faut pas le laisser.
Very complex.
Très très complexe.
They cannot speak.
Ils ne peuvent pas parler, le pasteur.
I wrote a book. It's called The Beauty, The Beast, and the Pastor.
J'ai écrit un livre. Ça s'intitule
Beauty, Beast,
La Beauté, la Bête et le Pasteur.
And one of the chapters is called How You Can Become a Husband of Two Wives.
Et un des titres d'un chapitre, c'est Comment devenir pasteur de deux femmes.
Yes, you can easily become a husband of two wives without intending to have two wives.
Facilement,
in your life.
Tu peux devenir...
Your aim is to have one wife before you realize you are divorced and you have another wife, which is happening everywhere.
C'est facile de devenir
to your surprise.
Mari de deux femmes parce que après un mariage terrible, tu vas te divorcer et après
my
tu auras
friends,
une deuxième femme.
My two friends, stand up.
Mes deux amis, levez-vous.
Yeah, two of you. What are your names? Gilles? Mika? Are you married? How can we leave two nice young men like this to find Canaanites?
Comment est-ce qu'on peut laisser des beaux garçons comme ça trouver des Cananéens?
We have to be involved.
Il faut que tu sois impliqué.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't we have to be involved?
Est-ce que nous ne devons pas être impliqués?
Just leave them. They don't know what marriage is, not boyfriends and girlfriends.
Le mariage n'est pas copain copine.
Yes. Some people feel I've had a lot of girlfriends, so I know it's not true. You don't know.
Quelqu'un dit, oh, j'ai eu beaucoup de copines, je sais un peu, je connais.
No. I know Father Abraham.
Je connais Père Abraham.
Sometimes you have a young girl and she's mismatched with a brother.
Parfois il y a une jeune fille, elle n'est pas bien assortie avec un frère.
One day,
un jour,
I saw a brother and they were not married, but they can stand on the car park here and insult each other. They are supposed to marry, but they are standing here and shouting at each other.
Il y avait un jeune homme.
They are not yet married, though.
Ils n'étaient pas encore mariés, mais ils pouvaient se mettre au parking et s'insulter l'un l'autre.
You are a fool. You too, you are a fool. Hey!
Dans le parking.
So one day,
un jour,
I called them. I said,
je les ai appelés.
I said, when I do my hand like this,
j'ai dit, quand je fais ma main comme ça,
when I do my hand like this, means that your relationship is over. So I did. The relationship was over.
J'ai dit, quand je fais ma main
you should have seen her crying.
La relation est finie. Il fallait la voir pleurer.
I said, why are you crying?
Dit, mais pourquoi
are you crying?
Tu pleures? Pourquoi tu pleures?
You can't you see you are mismatched?
Est-ce que tu peux
I
pas
think
voir?
The brother was a little shorter than her. So it was affecting the authority.
Je pense que le frère était un peu plus court, donc ça affectait son autorité.
So after her heart was broken, I called. I said, "Come, come."
Après, je l'ai appelé.
I will find a healer for your heart. Don't worry.
J'ai dit, t'inquiète pas, je vais trouver un guérisseur pour ton cœur.
So one day,
un jour,
one of my young missionaries who was suffering without a wife,
un jeune missionnaire qui souffrait sans épouse.
I called him. I said, "Come, I want to show you something."
Je l'ai appelé. J'ai dit, viens, je vais te montrer quelque chose.
And I brought him. It was a crusade. I said, you just walk around, whatever you see. After church, report to me.
C'était pendant une croisade, j'ai dit, promets-toi, et quand tu vois quelque chose, viens me voir après.
Marriage guidance.
La direction marriage. Dans le mariage.
I gave him two options that night.
Je lui ai donné deux options.
But when he saw her,
quand il
he
a
said,
vu,
I don't need to see the second
il
option.
Il a dit, j'ai pas besoin de voir l'autre.
Today,
aujourd'hui,
you see them.
Faut les voir. Tranquille.
This was somebody who was so seemed to be so quarrelsome, but now she's so calm because she has found the right. You see, the right. But just, listen, look, the Bible says that I will find you a help meet or suitable or well matched for you.
La Bible dit que
not a Canaanite.
Je vais te trouver
not a Canaanite.
Une aide semblable à toi.
Meet.
Pas un Cananéen.
Some of you are not happy because the one you marry is not meat. She may be beautiful, but she is not meat for you.
Il y a certaines personnes qui ne sont pas heureux parce que l'épouse peut être belle, mais elle n'est pas semblable. Elle n'est pas.
When you were married, you were just looking at hips and.
Quand tu te mariais, tu regardais seulement les hanches.
Hips and buttocks.
Les fesses.
I see a beautiful, appropriate, correct person coming into your life.
Je vois une belle femme correcte qui viendra vers toi.
I am showing you how to be a strong father.
Je te montre comment être un père
thousands.
Fort, des milliers.
How many have realized that you can do it? When you go back, you can. What are the seven keys to being a strong father of thousands? Number one.
Quelles sont les clés?
Teaching.
Numéro
teaching
un,
when?
Enseigner.
When you are in bed in morning, all
coucher,
the time teaching.
Se lever tout le temps.
All the time teaching.
Tout le temps.
Number two.
Deuxièmement,
you see, we are teaching from morning to evening. Number two.
Deuxièmement.
Instructions.
L'instruction.
Instructions are what?
Les instructions.
Instructions are what? You have to do it.
So,
can't change it.
Tu ne peux pas changer.
Number three.
Troisièmement.
Restrain.
Les restreindre.
Number four.
Quatrièmement.
Rule
régner
your household. Having your children subject in subjection in all gravity.
Les enfants doivent
number
être
five. Number five. commander the children. Number six, provide. Number seven,
septième,
marriage guidance.
La direction dans le mariage.
Give the Lord a shout. Stand to your feet, everybody. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Tout le monde et pousse un cri de joie.
All right. Lift your hands. Receive the anointing of a strong father.
Reçois l'onction d'un père fort.
A father who teaches,
un père qui enseigne,
guides,
qui instruit, qui guide,
restrains,
qui restreint,
rules,
qui règne.
Jesus, thank you.
Jésus, merci.
For raising up strong fathers.
De lever de pères forts.
Rappelle les chambres à la maman de lever qui manda la babanda la babanda. La zembro kalabala madolo ma branda la machanda la baba. Nandolo boschabele beke manda la machanda la baba. Thank you, 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 thank you. Ambarime, Bomorama, Bemberele, Marala, Lobadeba, Sebregabrada, Boblida Ramana, Lebe Dobledasa, Bablo Zideje, Betu Samadama di Broselege, Parende, Belude, Samanande, Berenila, Bonde Genere, Ramanale de Berele. Now let me restrain you, please. No one should walk out, nobody should go to the toilet now, because we are about to take our afternoon break. So just follow the instructions, please.
Suivez seulement les instructions. On va prendre une pause tout à l'heure. Personne ne quitte cette salle. Restez là où vous êtes.
Lay your hand on your heart.
Impose.
Receive the impartation of a strong father.
Pose la main sur le cœur. Reçois l'impartation d'un père fort.
Receive the grace to be a father of thousands.
Reçois la grâce d'être un père de milliers de personnes.
In Jesus' name.
Au nom de Jésus.
You no longer just be a father of something little and something small.
Tu ne seras plus père de quelque chose de petit.
God is raising you up to be a father of thousands and thousands and thousands.
Tu es en train de soulever un père de mille.
Receive the grace to be a good and strong father like Abraham.
Grâce de devenir un bon père comme Abraham.
Receive the impartation to be a strong father.
Reçois l'impartation de devenir un bon père.
The anointing to give instructions is coming on you.
L'onction de donner des instructions survient.
The anointing to teach is coming on you.
L'onction dans l'enseignement.
The anointing to rule is coming on you.
L'instruction.
The anointing to restrain is coming on you.
L'onction de restreindre est sur toi.
The anointing to provide is coming on you.
L'onction de pourvoir est sur toi.
The anointing to guide in marriage is coming on you.
L'onction de guider dans le mariage.
Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Just thank God right now. Lift your hand and thank God. Everywhere, all the chapels, wherever you are, thank God for the grace to become the pastor of 1,000 churches. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pastors of thousands. Pastors of thousands. 1,000 churches. 1,000 churches. Fathers of thousands. Receive the grace to rule, to teach, to instruct, to restrain, to provide, to guide. Receive the grace to restrain sons, to control sons, to rule, to teach. Abashide, labasmola, trebelekema. Oh yes, 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 oh yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father,
Père,
I thank you for your grace
je te remercie
that
pour
is
cette
imparted.
Grâce.
I know that This one little small church is over. It's now many churches. And it's now a thousand churches. Thank you. This weak pastoring and weak leadership and weak fathering is replaced by Abrahamic fathering.
Cette fait d'être un père faible est remplacé par être un père comme Abraham.
I am grateful, Father.
Je suis reconnaissant.
Every hand lifted up is anointed.
Toutes les mains levées
to
et sont ouintes.
And anointed to build thousands of churches. Thank you for the wisdom of fatherhood, the wisdom of your word, the wisdom of your word. We give you praise. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.